everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, FreePod host, welcoming you to this extended interview. Nothing says summer like attending a county fair. This year's Stevenson County Fair will be held July 22nd through the 26th at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds, with a lot of activities and a lot of entertainment for people of all ages. I'm speaking today with Kate Boyer, who is the executive manager for the Stevenson County Fair. And Kate's going to talk to us a little bit about what's up this year for the fair. So first of all, Kate, welcome to this interview. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I remember the fair was always advertised as bigger and better than ever. It seems like this year, and looking at your website, it is bigger and better than ever. Can you talk a little bit about some of the new features, attractions, and offerings that the fair is going to present to fairgoers this year?
Absolutely. So we've used the last post-COVID years to really build upon a lot of growth that we've got going on here. And this year, we took out all the stops. So we have free grandstands, which we haven't had for decades.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Since you've had free grandstands.
Everybody says they just want to pay one price when they come in and go. We also don't want, you know, families who might be, you know, that might hurt them economically. So we didn't raise the price very much. It went from $6 to $10, and now the grandstands are free. But then we also kept our Thursday price. Our youth and family is still only $3.
Okay.
So if you want to come in for $3, and basically everything on the grounds is free beyond that.
Do you have an annual pass or a fair long pass? Or is that a daily fee?
Yeah.
How does that break down?
So Kate, what we used to have, we used to call this our super pass, and it was like a $65 value. And now our grandstand season pass, or I'm sorry, our season pass is only $30.
$30.
Okay. And that is our early bird discount. After July 12th, it will go up to $35. But still, it's a great deal.
And that gives you access every day for everything, including
every day
grandstand.
Of the fair. Yep. You get, you get to come in, grandstand. The other thing too is because we were charging for the grandstands, we only had evening grandstands. Well, now as long as they're open, we might as well add to things. So our tractor pulls, there's 12:30 tractor pulls and 6 o'clock tractor pulls. So you come in and you can be in the grandstands all day.
So the events will be spread out throughout the afternoon, evening, throughout the day for grandstand events.
Right.
If you're here, you can go sit down and sit in the shade and enjoy some entertainment or some event.
Right. You can, and you don't have to just go in there and stay in there. You can go in there, go get some lunch, come back, enjoy the next set. We also are listening to everybody who wants us to have concerts. And although, no, this is not Loretta Lynn, but we are having a full day of concerts on Friday.
Could you talk a little bit more about that? Who will be involved in those concerts, and
so,
what will you be featuring?
So this is kind of dipping our toe back into having concerts. So this year we are having tribute bands. They are amazing tribute bands, though. So they really look and give you the feel of the original musicians. So we're kind of starting the day slow. So you start at 2 o'clock, and we have a 50s band. Very family friendly. And then at 4 o'clock is Johnny Cash.
Okay.
And this is Johnny Cash a little bit on his early years. So it's another great concert.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock, we have 6 o'clock, we have ZZ Top.
All right.
And they look like ZZ Top.
Okay.
Yeah. And then rounding out the evening, it'll be rocking with Styx.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. And what I hear is that this is a really phenomenal show that Styx puts on.
So the day will be filled with four different tribute bands starting at noon or in the afternoon.
Yep. Starting at 2.
Starting at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And then going into the evening. And it sounds like a full day of a lot of good music.
Oh, yeah. And you can come for one and leave, or come for all of them. Yeah. And the concerts are all free. We are offering, if you want to sit down by the stage, you can, for an additional $10, you can sit down there.
Oh, I see.
But the grandstands itself is free. I will mention too, one of the biggest things I've heard from people with having free grandstands is that they will be packed. And if you just get off work on Tuesday at 6 o'clock and you want to come see the tractor pull, if they're too full, you might not have a seat. So we are reserving a small area for if you want to reserve a seat for $10, you can do that. So that way, if you just want to walk right in, sit down and have a good seat, you can pay a little bit more money, and we'll still make sure that you're accommodated and you don't have to fight the crowds.
Let's talk about some of the other grandstand events that are happening during the week. I notice you have a youth and family
Yes.
Night. talk about that. What will that involve, Kate? Youth, and what does that mean? And there's a tough challenge that evening too.
Yep.
What is that?
So one of the things we try and do is on Thursday to make everything on Thursday be extremely affordable and also geared towards families. And that includes the grandstands. So in the grandstand, we work with Farm Bureau as well as our own volunteers to have events in the grandstand. They are participatory from the crowd. So we do, they do Ag Olympics. So you can sign up a team of 10 people and go there and do these fun Ag Olympic type things. We also have scrambles, so where we have chickens and the kids all have to rush to get the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got pig scrambles as well.
Oh, pig scrambles are back.
And pig scramble. Well, this year our theme is ham it up. So we have a lot of pig related things, including scrambles. I believe they also have a kiss a pig contest raise money as well. So somebody will be kissing a pig that night in the grandstands. The tough track. So that is where we set up a track in the grandstands, a muddy, hilly track, and people in the community can bring their old beater vehicle and run it through the track. And,
oh, really?
Yep. And then we time them.
And it's called the Tough Challenge?
Yeah, it's a Tough Challenge. Called? And we used to be Tough Truck Challenge, but I think they added four-wheelers and some other vehicles. So now it's just Tough Challenge.
Oh, wow.
And It's done by CarQuest Auto is our sponsor. Okay. And so we've got cash prizes for anybody participating in that. And it's fun to watch. It's fun for the community to participate in. I've heard a lot of guys like to decorate their vehicles up. I think in our posters, we've got a humongous rubber ducky on top of, I think it's an SUV. So they have a blast with it.
And that's going to be Thursday evening.
That's Thursday evening.
Sounds like that'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I know that you have two other, on different nights, two very popular events, the tractor pull and the demolition derby.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about this tractor pull. Sounds like it's a little different this year.
It is.
Than it has been in the past.
It is different. We started changing things up a little bit last year. We did have a noon tractor pull the first day of the fair, and that was FFA. FFA approached us and asked if they could do a farm class tractor pull. So they could bring their home tractors in and participate in it. And we said, sure, if they help fundraise and make that happen. So the FFA tractor pull, they went out and they got sponsors and they are getting all the proceeds out of that. I mean, there's no proceeds from, you know, obviously it's free grandstand, but with their sponsorships and all of that, this has been a great fundraiser for FFA and provides, you know, really entertaining entertainment on, I guess that one's Wednesday at 12:30. The other thing that we added in is we usually have just dealt with Badger State and Pro Polling League. And we've added in, I think, ITPA, as well as Outlaw, which are two more organizations to bring in even bigger trucks. And we're doing something that is another brand new thing. There's another county fair in Iowa that does this, and it's a huge hit. And it's what they call a jackpot pull. So tractors can participate in the jackpot pull. They pay a pretty hefty fee to be in it, but the jackpot that they get out of it could be as high as $35,000 to $50,000 for the winner.
Wow.
So we've already had tractors and trucks signing up from Texas and Minnesota. And so people who are playing for that kind of money, they bring the big stuff.
And what night will that be?
That will be intermixed on Tuesday and Wednesday.
And Wednesday both.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's going to be very exciting and see how that goes. I know the one in Iowa, they've been doing it for a few years and is everyone loves it in the community. And so I figured, this is great to try.
Before we talk about some of the more traditional fair stuff, let's talk about the Demolition Derby. That's the final night of the fair.
Final night of the fair, Demolition Derby.
Parts all over the track. And
it is. Yeah, well, that's basically why it's at the end of the fair. Nobody can clean all that up before anything else.
Night. Right.
And it's a huge hit. It's popular. I mean, last year, it was almost completely full in the grandstand. So I imagine this is going to be a very big night.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the more traditional fairs. You still have all of the livestock shows, Open and Junior Open, and do you still have all the 4-H entries?
Yep.
And
Yep. And 4-H shows pretty close to our fair, if not during our fair, on some of their things. And FFA is now showing during our fair on Friday. Okay. So I think there was a few years where that didn't happen with timing wise. And what's nice is that all of them, you know, they're all out here at the same time, so they can kind of participate in all of them.
So if someone wants to come out and just see the young people showing off their livestock, and whether it be a dairy cow or a steer or a pig or a chicken or a rabbit, that's all available for people. The public can come out and watch the shows.
Oh, absolutely. And I highly encourage it too. You know, back 40 years ago, people were more connected to their food and to the farms. And as time has gone by and you move into the city and the grandkids or great grandkids, they really aren't connected with that. And the young people, especially, you know, might not understand that chocolate milk doesn't come from a brown cow. And so one of the things that we've really been focusing on is using this as an opportunity to do more ag education.
Kind of reconnect.
Yeah, reconnect
the
farmers.
To the farm,
right, farmers to the community. Mm-hmm. And to make sure that we have a lot of education in there. And not just education, but you want to touch it. You want to feel it. You want to, you know, mm-hmm. interact. So we have been working over the last 3 years, really pushing, finding more ways that you can interact. So this year, one of the big things that we are going to be unveiling is barn tours. A lot of people have asked about it. They feel uncomfortable going into the barn. They don't know what they're looking at.
Okay.
And, you know, they feel kind of weird about it. So one of the things that we have partnered with Farm Bureau in doing is creating these interactive barn tours where you can actually scan a code on your phone, and you can listen to about a 2-minute audio as you walk through the barn, and it tells you all about that animal.
Oh, I see.
It tells you about either the meat or the byproduct or whatever that you get from that animal. It will explain it to you. In addition to that, there will be signage that will say a barn ambassador. So there'll be at least one family in every barn that's your barn ambassador.
Oh, wow.
And you are encouraged to go and talk to them and ask them questions, probably pet their animal, and just have that kind of open-ended that you know this person is there just waiting to talk to you.
The goal is to share a lot of information with people who may not be all that familiar with some of the operations that are involved in the farming or in the creation of all of these wonderful things that you're viewing here in the way of animals and goods. But that sounds like a very neat, it'll be a neat experience for folks.
I think it will be.
The sheep barn will have different information, the hog barn, and the cattle barn.
And it gives you, I mean, I learned from after reading bringing the barn tour draft, I learned stuff that I didn't even know. And I've kind of been in this industry for a little bit. So I think it's a fun thing that you can do. And if you don't have a phone to scan a QR code, we will have the verbiage there that you could read it if you'd like to.
And the family's always there too. The representative
family. Yeah, the family's there, can talk to you about it. We also are having I want to call it a passport, but basically a little guide that you can take and you get to punch at each location. So that way you can mark off everywhere you've gone.
So you have a card that is punched. And so each location you punch the card. Yep. And
when you fill it up, you can bring it back to the Farm Bureau tent and they will give you a ticket to go to the carnival.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the carnival, the amusement rides. Is it, is as we would expect, have all of the different rides for anybody who's interested in a thrill, whether you're young or old. Do you have any interesting features this year with your amusement rides?
This will be our third year with this new carnival, or our fourth year with this carnival company. And yep, you're going to have all the fun stuff that all the thrilling adventures of a carnival.
Let's talk about the food. You can't talk about a county fair without talking about food. Any new and interesting, you have a typical fare, I'm sure, that you'd come to expect, all the way from the shake-up lemonades to the cream puffs to all the sandwiches for the beef and pork producers. But do you have any interesting folks coming this year you haven't seen before?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I've really tried to find, too, is try to find the unique things that you can't get anywhere else. I mean, yes, everybody loves a good elephant ear and a corn dog, but, you know, what else can you do, right? That little foodie at heart. So we've got the Waffle Wagon. And I don't know if you've checked that last year. They had amazing food. They had chicken, fried chicken and waffles. And it's very, very tasty. They actually won most unique food competition at the fairgrounds.
So they'll be back this year.
They'll be back this year. We've got Sassy Mac Boys. And then we've got Indelicious, which is Indonesian food.
Okay.
So we've, we absolutely have some really interesting stuff that you don't normally get.
Quite a variety, again, of different kinds of food offerings for folks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite fair food, Kate?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably say elephant ears.
Yeah. Elephant ears are good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Got to have something.
A good corn dog here and there isn't bad either. But, Kate, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting year for folks to come out to the fair. And again, it's July 22nd to the 26th. $10 for a daily pass. It gets you free admission to the grandstand and all the activities connected to the fair. You can buy, and I call it an annual, but you can buy a fair long pass for $35 if you are one of the early birds and can get here and get the pass. Where do they go to buy tickets in advance? Can they come here to the fair office, or do they do it online?
Yeah. So that's another big thing that we're doing this year is actually we've gone digital. So you can purchase your fair pass online. StevensonCountyFair.org. Okay. And it's all barcodes. So it just goes directly to your phone. So when you come up, you can use your phone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can print it out. If you don't have a printer, you can come in the office and we'll print it out for you.
Can I show up the day of the fair and just at the gate buy a ticket and get in?
No, we're going to turn you away. Of course you can come. You can just come that day too. It's just if you want to save a little time and have it ready to go and you don't have to wait in line and you can just bypass the lines, get scanned and walk in. You know, and we also have incorporated a lot more ways that you can save. So on Tuesday, if you are a military veteran, you actually get in for free.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So that's on Tuesday.
Okay.
If you want to come for lunch on Tuesday and Wednesday, we work with the Greater Freeport Partnership and their ambassadors come out here at our West Gate, which is the only gate you walk into instead of drive into.
Sure.
And you pay your gate fee to them, but if you leave by one, they refund you the money.
Oh, really?
So you get to come in for free. So it runs from 11 to 1. So it's great for a business lunch hour. Yep. You can go
come
get some.
For a quick bite to eat.
Yeah, you can come in and it costs you nothing as long as you leave by that time. And it's a great way to kind of get some lunch and try stuff. And of course, it's a little slower during the day, so you're not fighting the crowds as much.
Sure.
Yep. And then we also, this is the first year that we've done a wristband deal. So this only can be purchased ahead of time, but Carnival wristbands are typically $30 for a wristband. And what we're doing is if you purchase it ahead of time for on our website, you will get your admission ticket for free and your Carnival wristband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for that $30, you're getting your $10 admission and the wristband.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a good deal.
Yes.
There's lots more information. Kate, you're so enthusiastic about this. We could talk for a couple hours about all the things that are going to happen this year at the fair. For folks who are wanting more information, you can go to the StevensonCountyFair.org website. You can search for Stevenson County Fair on the Facebook page, Instagram, and information will come up that will tell you all you need to know about the fair. And I forgot to mention earlier on, Kate, that you reminded me this is the 171st Stevenson County Fair. It's one of the oldest county fairs in Illinois, and you've been going strong for 171 years, and it sounds like this year is following in that strong tradition of offering lots of fun activities for people of all ages.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's 171 years of competing, and you know, it's all about bringing the best and showcasing the best that the county has. And you know, whether it's the livestock or whether it's your canning goods and pies, and so we've got talent show and Lego building competitions and all kinds of anything. If you have any kind of talent whatsoever, you can come and showcase it. And it's really incredible to see how much talent and how the quality of stuff that is here in Stevenson County.
And it seems to me like increasingly you're really gearing more and more activities towards families. You know, kids come out and have fun. Yeah, you can go see the animals in the barns and all that kind of thing. And you can do the rides. But there are lots of other things that you can do once you get on the fairgrounds that would just keep you entertained and interested and occupy some good hours during the summertime. If you want to get out and just do something, come to the fair and bring your family. Any final words, Kate, for us here before we sign off?
And you know, we've got we have so many different organizations involved in the fair and hundreds of vendors. And so there's no way I could list everything. So definitely go to one of the local locations in Freeport and grab yourself a fair guide. And it has information about all the different events that are happening. If you open it, it gives you an hour by hour, day by day. So you can kind of plan out where you're going to go and what you want to do.
That's a great guide. You can stick it on your fridge and check off everything that you've done. There you go.
Absolutely.
During Fair Week. Well, Kate, I want to thank you so much for your time today and helping us get enthused about the upcoming Stevenson County Fair, which will be July 22nd through the 26th. You got to get out here and take advantage of all the fun things that have been planned. It's going to be a great week of fair going. And this is Alan Wenzel reminding you that you can tune into our regular news podcast every Thursday at noon on all major podcast platforms. And our in-depth interviews drop every Tuesday at noon in those same locations. As always, our thanks goes out to the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing these podcasts and these interviews, and to the many volunteers. Thank you again, Kate, for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.